From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, December 13th. We have an update on the condition of one of the victims of the Feather River Adventist School shooting last week. Elias Wolford, the 5-year-old victim, is struggling to recover after multiple surgeries. According to an update from his extended family posted on Facebook, Wolford has not been able to move his legs since being hospitalized. The family wrote that results from a recent MRI show that there is damage from the bullet to the outer edge of his spinal cord, and doctors are unsure as to whether he will regain full use of his legs. Wolford's family is praying for a complete recovery. In the wake of this tragedy, the local community is working to support the victims' families. The GoFundMe campaign, started by the Wolford family, has raised over $70,000. Another separate fund through Give, Send, Go for the other 6-year-old victim of the shooting, Roman Mendez, has raised almost $40,000. A newly formed water district that encompasses more than 100,000 acres of rural and agricultural land west of Chico has many in the city concerned. Proponents of the Tuscan Water District say it will help manage the region's groundwater, but others say there could be legal consequences that make it easier for outside interests to deplete the aquifer, which could have significant impacts on the county.
These extreme declines would take the water level below the rooting depth of even the deepest roots plants, like the valley oak trees, for instance.
That's Jim Brobeck. He's a water policy analyst for Aqua Alliance and says rapid reduction of water levels in the aquifer could also devastate Trico's trees. For more on that story, you could listen to the interview on our website, mynspr.org, or wherever you get your podcasts in our additional version of Headlines Today. In other news, the town of Paradise now has a new mayor. For the third time in his career, former council member Steve Crowder was selected to fill the role this week. Paradise council members appoint a new mayor every year. Crowder was appointed this week. Crowder has served on the town council since 2018, and he has had 2 full terms as mayor under his belt since then. He has replaced former mayor Ron Lassonde. Crowder's current term will end on December 9, 2025. And in Red Bluff, residents and government officials are debating how to best address the city's homelessness crisis. As NSPR's Alex Stutson reports, some city officials hope to try new strategies to address the problem.
Homelessness is a contentious issue in the city of Red Bluff. In late October, following a stabbing attack allegedly perpetrated by an unhoused person, the city council held a special community meeting to hear the public's thoughts on the issue and discuss potential solutions. Many residents shared their poor experiences with unhoused residents in the past, and business owners recounted experiences where unhoused residents threatened customers or vandalized their property. Some said unhoused people needed to be bused back to wherever they came from, believing the majority of them to be from outside the area. Others were more extreme, calling for vigilante violence against them.
People are mad, and they're confused, and they're scared, and that pretty much always results in people demanding violence.
That's Cody Strock, a Red Bluff City Council member working to advocate for unhoused people in the city. While unhoused people have been targeted in attacks in other communities, like Chico, Strock doesn't think similar violence will happen in Red Bluff. He says it does point to a vitriol in the community that needs to be addressed with solutions.
It doesn't have any support, and most of the people saying it don't actually want it to happen. But it has led to a discussion about actual enforcement.
Strock says punitive measures, like an ordinance banning sleeping on public property, would help, but that can't be the only change made in the city. In the past, Strock had tried to start homeless aid initiatives, but was met with little support from other council members. But he says after the November election, he has support from other members of the board. Strock says he's working with the mayor on a new proposal, one that he thinks could have a huge impact.
I want to immediately establish a properly managed campground or tiny home facilities, outlet shelters, things of that nature. Humane, and we know it works, and then also it cleans up the streets quite a lot.
Strock said he and Mayor Chris Dieters hope to have a presentation on the proposed site ready by the end of January. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
And finally, a proposed California bill would potentially stop tips from being taxed. SB 17 would exclude tips from gross income and the definition of wages. If passed, The bill would go into effect January 2026. According to the state's legislative analyst's office, the 2025-2026 California budget has a deficit of $2 billion, and it is unknown how the bill would impact tax revenues. During this year's presidential election, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris proposed ending income taxes on tips. And those were your headlines for Friday, December 13th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.